Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app. Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the Pelicans win the tip, moving right to left. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, Lonzo Ball has the basketball. Both teams have agreed to take a 24-second violation to honor Kobe Bryant. And that is what is happening here. Lonzo Ball and Kemba Walker in front of him applauding as the clock winds its way down to 2-1. And the 24-second shot clock goes off.
Here's how poignant this is that the official start clapping his hand over there. And the Celtics will come back and do the same thing.
Celtics will return the favor. Jaylen Brown inbounds the basketball to Kemba Walker, and he, too, will steer near midcourt. Standing ovation here from the crowd for both teams who are treating this just the right way.
That was last night. It happened in a number of games in the NBA. Welcome into Zolak and Bertrand. We're live from the Miami Convention Center, getting ready for Super Bowl 54.
Welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
I don't know the rest of that.
Oh, you don't?
Give it a
no.
Miami!
Yes. Give it a try.
What a walk this morning to get your credential. Wow, you guys did it last
night. No, we did it yesterday.
Yeah, we did it last night.
A lot of
got out of the way.
A lot of uninformed security around here.
Well, you know what? It's like every Super Bowl host city. Everybody's very welcoming and very happy to see you. And everybody has the welcoming, how's everything? Do you know what? I don't know, but we're happy you're here. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Where do you get credentials?
They say it with a smile.
Smiles, everyone. Smiles.
Somewhere down that way.
Yeah.
Just. It's like
we were told last night. Follow the general public. Like, well, technically we are the general public. We just need to get credentials.
It's like
so
about
we can
that.
Go to work tomorrow.
I forgot about that. She goes, no, you go with the general public. Yeah. I'm like, oh, all right.
Well, we're not military.
Well, right. It's like the blind leading the blind here. I don't think anyone knows where they're going.
It was like Jimmy from Goodfellas with Karen. Just keep going down that way.
Right in there.
And I'm like, where, that way? And they're like, yeah. And then I come back and I'm like, no, keep
man.
Going.
So,
but we're here. We're ready to go.
We are here. We are set up thanks to the hard work of all of our crew over the weekend, getting us set up and ready to go here on Monday. I can tell you that as of right now, we know we'll have Phil Perry with us for an hour today.
Yes.
It also appears that Charlie Weiss is going to come over here next hour.
Yep. Right.
And sit down with us. So we'll be talking to Charlie Weiss in just a bit. Today is 20 years since Bill Belichick was hired as Patriots head coach.
Wow.
And obviously there's the Brady stuff going on, and Charlie knows Tom Brady and has some insight into that. So we'll be talking about that with him. But obviously the big news yesterday was the death of Kobe Bryant in a helicopter crash. Awful. I mean, just awful. You don't want to see that for anybody. Let alone someone that millions of people love and adore, and, you know, he's a sports icon and all of those things.
I mean, Jim texted it to our group text chain. I was going through security at Providence, so it was a travel day for me as it was a travel day for you guys. And, you know, as the report started to unfold, you thought it was just him, and then you end up finding out that, you know, it was his 13-year-old daughter with him, too. Obviously, AAU basketball, heading up to his academy. And I did a lot of this with my oldest daughter, who's a sophomore in college now. The endless weekends, you know, whether you're in a car, whether you're flying to a certain place, you know, on a plane. And obviously he was taking a helicopter, and he did that a lot. And then it was just you never forget where you were when you hear the news. Yeah, you know, the O.J. Bronco chase was you never forget where you are when that happened. For me, Del Arnhart was the most comparable thing for me because – my in-laws were across the water from where he stayed up in Jupiter, and that was his house. And the second you heard the news of that and how the media unfolded, and, you know, started to converge on his place. Like, Dale Earnhardt was NASCAR. And then, you know, the shocking news of his death and how quickly his life ended, you know, and that's the only comparison I could really draw from, like, where, you know, what do you remember? Where were you when you heard the shock and the news of that?
Right.
Obviously, Kobe is huge, man. He was, you know, Magic Johnson, the ultimate Laker, you know, came in the league at 17. And then you start reading and understanding what he was off the court. I mean, we could sit here and talk about all of his on-court stuff as much as you want. And he was playing a player, man. You know, top three type guy.
It was just, you know, there was a poetic sadness about it because of all the videos that we saw recently of him sitting courtside with his daughter explaining the game to her and talking stuff. And then to find that, you know, his daughter was also killed in the crash. It was just, you know, it makes you sad on a personal level, especially if you have kids and, you know.
I think about it every time I step on a plane.
You know,
like, you know, and I'm like, please, you know.
I don't go that far, but it's, you know, there was something very odd I thought about the, you know, just the timing of it, because it was just last week when we were looking at those, you know, the video of, you know, Kobe sitting there with his daughter, and right. He was, you know, kind of reemerging. He had spoken.
Well, he went away from basketball. She brought him back to basketball, which is crazy.
Right. He was in the news for just commenting on a couple of different things. Beatle, you probably remember what it was, that he was making comments on something last week that, you know, people thought were thought-provoking. And I don't even remember what it was because it's not important now.
Yeah, I don't recall what those comments were about. I know that he had recently done an interview about is it a drink product that he is involved in? Body Armor, I think, is the name of it.
Maybe. Probably Mamba Water or something. But, like, my freshest Kobe memory was, and speaking of Super Bowl week, we're here Monday, start Super Bowl week.
Oh, I know what it was.
Going back 2 years ago when he was supporting, he was out in front of, he's from Philly, so he was supporting Eagles.
Yes.
And he was big Super Bowl week 2 years ago when we were in Minnesota.
He was talking about how he believes that there are women players who could play in the NBA today, and that it, you know.
Oh yeah, he said Della Don could play. He thinks now,
and got a bunch of people in an uproar. But a lot of people thought was, you know, really empowering and, you know, a borderline brave thing to say in the, you know, masculine world of sports. And here's a guy who, you know, like Zoe said, was a planet player, saying like, absolutely, there are women who could play, and that, you know, a lot of people took that. It's like, I don't know if he really means it, but what a great thing for his daughter to hear him say, you know, whether he 100% feels that way or not. That there's all kinds of stuff about Kobe personally, but I started immediately thinking about the basketball.
Yeah,
I did, because it wasn't
The whole, you know, back and forth with the Celtics.
Well, the back and forth with the Celtics and the last final series that they played against the Celtics in 2011.
Yeah.
That to me was watching Kobe during that series thinking, you know what? It may not be LeBron. I bet, you know, you focus in on a series
over
the course of
Shaq too. Yeah. Getting away from Shaq after the trifecta.
But you focus in on one player in one series over the course of seven games, like we did in that series against the Lakers. And there's a recency bias when you're right. looking at players. And I get that. And I succumb to it as much as anybody does. But watching him thinking, you know what? Right now, if you're talking about the best player in the world, I don't think it's LeBron. And it was close to
we
the end
this.
Of his career when he had stretches, he had series, he had portions of seasons where he was still arguably the guy late in his career. And that's what I immediately thought about after the initial shock and all that, because he was. I mean, the shot, the ball movement, the way he just took over a game, it was a generational type of talent.
And just the way, you know, LeBron went to the Lakers too, and it was just Saturday that LeBron passed him to be number three all time in scoring, and it's just so much you remember, you know, about him as a player, and to be with that team and have Jerry West pull that trade off, and him coming from Charlotte, and people forget that, you know, where he started, and, you know, he couldn't even sign a contract until he was 18. Like, they draft, you know, they ended up getting this done, but he could not technically sign a contract till he was 18 years of age. Came into the league at 17. And you just can't even fathom that as a junior in high school, thinking, okay, now you're going to the NBA. Just straight in. And I know LeBron did it too, KG, and there's only a few that have done it. But this guy took over the league.
Yeah, I mean, a tremendous career. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say. It's a terrible tragedy. You feel for mostly, you know, not mostly, but more so than anyone else, his family and his other kids. And obviously the families that are impacted by the other eight people, yeah. and I should say the other six people that were
on the tie-ins, the seven. Cape Cod baseball.
Terrible day. I mean, right, all the other people that were on board and their families, and I mean, it's a tragic passing that you wouldn't want to see for anybody.
Right.
So, I mean, we know how great he was. We know what he meant to the game. Horrible, horrible passing. I don't know what else there is to really talk about.
I know. And I mean, I
they're going to get beat over the head with coverage of this for the next month.
Yeah. And the more details that come out, and you know, eventually they're going to have you know, the funerals, you know, of them, and that's going to be covered. And like, I remember when, you know, when Michael Jackson passed, and I'm not comparing the two, but it's going to be global like that. I remember being in London watching Michael Jackson's funeral. We were over there prior to that, the Patriots going over, and it's just, it was round the clock 24/7 stuff. Kobe was just in to talk to the Patriots a year ago about the Mamba mentality. Remember Belichick brought him in, and there was a lot made while Brady wasn't there, and you know, just, and he and Brady were tight. So there's going to be a lot of stories coming out about this, but I think the graphic images of, you know, the hillside, and I think that hits a lot of people hard, you know, and just, you know, how tough it was, and you know, them, the firefighters having to hike up the side of the mountain and having to bring in another helicopter where a helicopter went down to lower rescuers in to see if there were any signs of survivors. Just, you know, the toughness of it all.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what more to say about it.
I don't either.
I know. It's tough. It's awful. An awful, awful, horrific tragedy. Like I said, I traveled with my daughter to do AAU stuff, and there's a lot of people.
You want an helicopter?
No. No, but I've done events with Brady where I had to get there because he was being brought in on helicopters.
I've been in a helicopter.
I was in a helicopter once, and I got off that helicopter and said, I don't really want to ever be in a helicopter.
It's that people of means so easily and are so willing to rely on helicopters. Like, I don't know, man. I know that this particular, you know, model has a great track record.
Yeah,
and stuff,
but when the blade stops spinning, what, like,
if something
what
goes wrong on a helicopter, man?
Beetle, I have
you're in bad shape.
I have no idea what the safety record is on helicopters versus private aircraft or anything like that. But I know this: if I had Kobe's means and I had to travel through L.A. traffic to get my daughter to a travel basketball game, I'd probably take a helicopter. I can't fault him for doing it. You know,
I'm just telling you that it's always been surprising to me that people have like significant means and, you know, a lot going on.
Yeah, I don't
willing to be like, grab the helicopter,
grab
like,
the whirly bird.
Use it so easily and so it's so readily available.
I've told you that story before, you know, too. I don't know what year it was. It was early.
Like 90s. It's one thing to say I took a helicopter to go somewhere. It's one thing. It's another thing to say I'm using it every day.
Yeah.
Or you know, 3-4 times a week.
Your means of traveling.
Right.
To
it's right. just
to,
you know,
to a kid's basketball game.
It's just the math of that. Like, ooh, no thanks. I'm good with that.
I was up in a helicopter, a state police helicopter with Bledsoe back in the 90s with Santa Claus. It was around.
You've told us this on the air.
Went to visit kids, and I remember going up with him, and just your stomach just like.
What happened the next week?
The next week, it went down. Pilot perished. It was in the Charles. Right in one of the rowing stations.
The helicopter they were in a week
crash, later. Crashed right into one of the rowing houses in the Charles. Went down following week. That exact helicopter. Yeah. We were like, oh, my God. Yeah, you never know.
You picked the right week to go for the ride.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yeah.
So that is the Kobe story. And obviously that's sort of cast a pall on the day in the sports world. And there's obviously reaction coming from everybody in sports. The leagues have all put out statements. In fact, you know, you've got politicians that are saying things, civic leaders, if you will. It's coming
Everybody's
from everywhere.
Jumping, yeah.
So that story is there. We are going to talk about the game, though, and we are going to start talking about what's going to happen here. We got Jimmy Garoppolo is about 20 feet tall.
We're all staying in the same hotel. Just tell Maz bring extra towels.
Yeah. Wow.
it ain't getting bigger than this.
If somehow
you guys over here on the TV end of it at NBC Sports Boston could pan that way to see, that's when you know you made it. Like, hey, you didn't even have to play the game now, man. You are up there, him and Mahomes, right there in the logo.
What do you think we'll talk about this. What do you think they do with that banner once the week's over?
If I was Garoppolo, I'd try and get a hold of it. put it up in your house somewhere.
In your house?
I mean,
and what, on the side of the house?
You build a room in your house for that. I mean, you made it this
You'd
like
need
this.
A high school gymnasium to hang that on a wall.
Nothing bigger than that, buddy.
Yeah. That's what you'd need.
It's pretty
well,
cool.
Where does that go at the end of
that's
the week?
That's the one
Maz
thing.
Maz would probably it is, want to put in a bid on that if he could.
It's one of the
That cool. rolls up. I mean, that yeah. rolls up and, oh, yeah. and folds
Zip
flat.
Zip-tied at the top.
Yeah. Folds flat.
You think you'd have to check that?
It's
on
Maz. Put that up next to his kid's batting cages back
Holy
here. Right?
Crap,
it's just a cardboard tube at the bottom of that, Beetle.
I'd like to know the dimensions that of up. That banner, too.
That's one of the coolest things for me, Super Bowl weekend. You know, being at them for the last 20, 25 years, the signage and how they do it. It's pretty cool. I dig it. Palm trees in the back. You know, it's hey, that's my handy one.
What do you like about Super Bowl week?
Signage. Love the signage.
Love the signage. All right, we'll talk about the game and Mahomes and Jimmy G and your calls as well. We are live from Miami. We're getting ready for the Super Bowl. 617-779-0985. Zolak and Beetle on location.
We're here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row on 98.5 Sports Hub.
I'm wondering, with all this discussion about you, your play, the fact that you threw just 8 passes in the NFC title game, how you use that or how you view it, if it's even on your mind at all.
Everyone has different ways to get motivated, and very similar to Sherm, I do the same thing. You know, I hear all the stuff and everything, but it's just you can't put that all out there all the time. It's just, you know, you have to do with it what you will and take it for what it is. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, you got to go out there and play football.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that?
The last time we talked to Jimmy Garoppolo on this show, jig it out. It was media night in Houston. That's the last time we talked to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get his own podium tonight at the Super Bowl. He's not going to be readily available for the interviews with the local talk stations. Jimmy Garoppolo, that is, who you just heard. He has not carried this team to the Super Bowl in any way, shape, or form. There's no case you can make
that's fair.
That Jimmy Garoppolo is the reason that his team is in the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean that he's, you know, I don't know what to say. Not to criticize him.
No, he's had some really good games early in the year.
They haven't made it here despite them, despite him, is what you're saying.
But he hasn't been bad. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I get exactly what you're saying. That it's not like they overcame poor play from Jimmy Garoppolo to get to the Super Bowl. He just hasn't been a factor. He has not been a factor for the 49ers to this point. So there is no case to be made that they're here because of him. You can't do it. There's no way to say that that's true.
I mean, I don't think it's totally fair because I think there were some games early in the year where he lit it up. And I think they came together more as a team, developed an identity like the Patriots did at the end of last year, where you started to run the ball and run the ball effectively. And it really has taken on the look of Mike Shanahan's offense when he was in Denver. And that's credit to Kyle to have that transfer. And let's face it, man, they got some good backs. They got a great tight end. The offensive line's playing well. The defense is young. And I think it's dangerous for the Chiefs to look at the last couple weeks with this kid, Jimmy Garoppolo. Because I think, if need be, I think Jimmy has it in him to get in a shootout. But can he protect the ball for the four quarters? You know, like a Mahomes can.
Well, he has so far because they've taken the ball out of his hands.
But I'm saying, say they get down by 10 or 14. You got to open it up a little bit for
Except
the kid.
He had that pick a couple of games ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but
he had his
never
pick in the first game.
Never did I think, going back to the Houston time when we're talking to him, that at some point in 3 years here, this kid's going to have his team and he's going to be on a podium at media night because he's the quarterback of a certain franchise. We didn't know it at that time. Ended up being San Francisco. It's amazing. It's amazing how quickly it came together for him.
Who do you like in this game?
I go back and forth. Like I think I love the Chiefs. I think I love the Chiefs from the explosive standpoint. But something tells me if the Chiefs get hit in the mouth and the 49ers are able to play their physical brand of football,
I'm starting to lean to picking San Francisco in this
game.
So
who do you like in this game?
why don't we revisit this tomorrow and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Oh, good.
And I'll pick my winner Friday.
Oh.
Right now.
Oh, big tease.
Tease. Right now, my winner, I'm going with Kansas City.
That everyone, like when you were in the airport yesterday, didn't everybody ask you question? I got that question 10 times.
Kansas City.
Well, here's
my reaction right now.
My answer every time was San Francisco.
San Francisco. But with other people now, they'll say, who do you like in the Super Bowl? Is that you got to ask me on Friday. That's when Zolak is going to tell me what he thinks.
Yeah.
And that's going to weigh heavily on my decision.
Correct.
All right. I like San Francisco in this game, but I do not think it will be easy for them. And the reason why I like them is I believe in defense in these games. When you have top-ranked defenses in the Super Bowl, you typically come out on the right side of it.
And the slow starts of Kansas City, this can cost them.
Absolutely.
You look at the last two playoffs.
In this game, it will not be easy to come back from if you don't.
For whatever reason, they weren't ready to go.
You're down a couple of scores early.
I like San Francisco, too. There's one thing that bothers me. Speed.
Yes.
Kansas City.
Which is why I don't think it'll be easy.
And
speed kills, always.
Speed kills, and I don't mean just in terms of, I mean like Tyreek Hill. You know he's fat. The way that Patrick Mahomes can avoid trouble and start moving around and create things in a fast way and change the score so quickly. You know, we
saw it last year.
We saw it last year. We've seen it this postseason.
14-0 at the half. We're chuckling, thinking this game's in hand. Like, Kansas City's got nothing. They came out and they lit you up for 31 like that. That's how quick it changes.
We saw it against the Texans.
Yeah.
I mean, it can change in a heartbeat because the speed of this team, the speed with which they can drive down the field, the speed of the receivers, the speed of the quarterback, everything about it, it's fast. And if you blink, if you relax, if you get complacent, if the 49ers get complacent in any way or try and play it safe, that's where the game can turn. But I still like San Francisco.
As do I. And I think a big part of this, though, needs to be that if the Chiefs are smart enough to take away the run the way the Packers weren't, morons, if you could take away the run and you dedicate yourself to taking away the run, right, you commit the personnel to doing it. Okay, Jimmy, here's your shot. You got the ball in your hands. You going to do it or not? And so as much as you can say that they're in the Super Bowl and it's not because of Jimmy Garoppolo, they also didn't get here despite his poor play. That didn't happen. He didn't play all that poorly. He just wasn't a factor. Now I think he's going to be put in a position in this game to be a factor. And so we're going to find out if he can do it or not. I think we'll get our answer. He's either going to succeed and be big game Jimmy and go out there and win a Super Bowl.
He's got it in him, man.
Or he's going to fall flat on his face. So this is my long way of saying, I think in a weird way, this entire game could come down to the way Jimmy Garoppolo plays. Assuming the Chiefs are not idiots.
Now let's see how he handles this week. It starts tonight. Like, this is not a normal work week. But you just wonder how much observing and absorbing, and taking everything that he's already talked about that Tom has sort of taught him. How much can he make this a normal work week for him? And if he can do that, and if he could cut things down and sort of focus into what we want to do and what we want to do game plan-wise, both teams already have their game plans in. Now it's fine-tuning it. And how do you deal with this week? Can you stay away from the distractions, and the questions and, the press conferences? You got to do two after media night tonight. And then you shut it down, man. Shut it down. You got all offseason to have fun after this, and I'm not saying Jimmy does that, but you're the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. You need to lock your ass in that hotel. You need to hide from people and keep them out of view. I mean, that's the most impressive thing about Brady and how the Patriots have handled it, and how the Patriots shut down and locked down their hotel.
You know how hard it is
to get around.
And I don't know that all that work that you put in beforehand. I mean, yes, preparation is key, and it's great. Can that prepare you for the spot and for the spotlight in the game? There are a lot of guys who...
A lot of guys come here. Like,
they don't get nervous before games. Then they got to the Super Bowl, and they were puking their brains out before they played the game.
We got down...
It's the Super Bowl.
Because it's the freaking Super Bowl.
We got down to New Orleans in 96-97, and you just hit the street running. You're just so happy to be there.
Partying.
You get your per diem money, and you look at all the signage. This isn't a normal week. This is crazy.
Zoe's big on per diem money and signage.
No, it's just...
Still to this day.
Those are his two favorite things about the week.
Hasn't changed one bit.
There's going to be a lot of first-year, second-year, third-year, fourth-year players that have never been in it. They got off that plane like they did yesterday, and holy crap.
You could even say that this game is the Super Bowl of Super Bowls.
Yeah, I would say, you know what it is? It's sneaky big game.
Sneaky big game.
I can confirm the 1997 Zoe on Bourbon Street partying with the teammates.
Shut up, Jim.
I was there as a fan, as an 18-year-old.
I think I spent my per diem first night.
You, Marty Moore. I think Marty Moore.
Marty's like,
Tupa.
Look at this place. This is great. Tupa. Sneaky, sneaky.
You think that happened?
John Burke. Was John Burke in that group, too?
John Burke, we had to vote whether or not to put him on a ticket, one-way ticket back, because he missed the team photo. We lost John Burke for a night.
In New Orleans.
Sometimes the streets get
I was in awe of, like, say, oh, the Patriots players there.
You didn't say hello?
No, we were just trying to get a drink. We were 18.
Jim just stands there and smiles. Observes. Yeah.
All right, Hardy, we'll have your headlines. We'll be talking about the game with your call, 617-779-0985. There's an update on the Jawan Williams arrest from last week.
Interesting.
We'll tell you the latest details on that. By the way, this hour of Zolak and Bertrand is brought to you by Hell of a Good Football Dip. That's a favorite of Zoe's.
Sure is.
He'll be going to town with the Hell of a Good Dip come game time on Sunday night.
That's Walgreens right by us, too. They sell it right there. I'm going to get it.
Did you go into that Walgreens?
Very nice.
They got a smoothie bar in there.
You got a lot of
beach toys?
He went to the big Walgreens. There's two Walgreens.
Is there one closer?
Yeah, one block.
Yeah.
Oh, I walked a lot further, but we were coming back from dinner.
They had like a whole snack bar in there.
It's like a restaurant.
Reminded me of Woolworths back in the day.
Woolworths.
Like the Woolworths counter.
Grandfather used to
stick
there.
That's what it looks like.
Look at that.
Different, right? I like it.
It's nice.
I bet that was a Woolworths at one point.
Real
they just
nice.
Sort of kept it. All right. Hell of a Good Football Dip. Happy to have them on board this hour. From Miami, we'll get to the Jawan Williams story.
Jawan.
Next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are live from the Miami Convention Center on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, because it involves drugs.
Oh.
That's why. That's why he's playing it. Jawan Williams, Patriots rookie corner. Details on his arrest, according to Mike Giardi of NFL Network. Mike Giardi says that Jawan Williams was found with, as his tweet says, proper credit. He gives credit in his tweet to the Tennessean. Police found acetaminophen, hydrocodone prescription pills, Valtrex hydrocodone pills. I'm saying that because I looked up that word. I don't know how to say that one, but it's Valtrex.
Yeah.
What that is. Herpes med.
Oh. Well, I mean.
No!
You ever get that cut lip, like right here?
Like a cold sore?
Yeah.
And,
it's a virus.
It's an antiviral.
It's a virus.
Drug. Yeah, it's a virus.
As they put, quote, a large amount of marijuana.
Like, how large is large? We've done this, and I'm not the resident pot guy.
Oh, you're not.
Like, that's Jim Murray, right?
Yeah.
How much is a lot? Like, but...
I don't know. I don't know what large
but like
amount.
If you have a lot of money, like, you buy them, you go to BJ's, or you go to Sam's Club, right? The more cereal you buy, the cheaper the cereal is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just being fiscally responsible if he has a lot. I don't know.
Well, he's good at finance. He's I don't know. Told what,
well, Jawan Williams. I'm doing it now. Felger. Damn it.
Damn, Felger.
I have my apologies. It's rude to keep doing that. Jawan Williams told the Globe that he invests 90% of his salary from game checks.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So he was driving a 2016 Black Land Rover. He was doing 90 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. That's
sharp
what got him pulled over. He
sharp
got
car.
Pulled over doing 90. And during the search, found a large amount of marijuana, hand-rolled cigarettes, illegal paraphernalia all inside.
My cigarettes!
Hand-rolled cigarettes!
And he was booked into jail. He was released after posting a $37,500 on bond. He's due back in court on February 21st to put in a plea. And that's where it stands. Okay. So let's get this straight. It's a NFL player with painkillers and marijuana in the car? You surprised?
No.
I feel differently about it than I did. I was like, oh, you know, what's this guy into? Remember we were talking about this last week? Because it didn't specify
right.
what the controlled substances were?
Correct.
Well, okay. This, I look at this and say, yeah, I bet there's a healthy amount of players and maybe even a majority in that league that use both of those items.
Right.
They've been playing football their entire life. And so this has been a part of the sport for a very long time. I would even say it's very much a part of the culture in the sport. So, okay, yeah, not surprised. And it's awful to say, ah, no big deal. I mean, it is. You shouldn't, you know, be abusing painkillers, but still.
It's like anything. I mean, when you restrict anything, people are going to go out of their way to find any means necessary to make themselves feel better if by acquiring a certain
right.
thing or substance. It's like HGH, right? Hey, my body feels better in recovery when I take a cream or a clear or a synthetic HGH substance. So if you're going to ban it, I'm going to do everything I can
to get around that.
To go to one of these clinics to where, hey, I got a rehab. I got 8 months, they say, to get this knee right. That's not good enough for me because I'm on the bubble. I need to get this thing right in 4 months. Help me. You know, and that people do it. We see. I mean, Edelman got busted on, you know, on the HGH thing, and we still don't know what substance he took.
Right.
You know, even though the name is there, we still don't understand what it is. I mean, I don't think this is a big deal.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And what's a bigger deal, this or Pat Chung?
Well,
I mean, we look at marijuana differently, though.
Yeah, we do. I don't consider it even a thing.
But then again, the circumstances with Pat Chung.
So he got caught with painkillers.
He wasn't even there.
I mean, he didn't get. It
this guy got.
It doesn't indicate to me.
It's in his car.
Large amount.
So here's the problem.
Like, you don't think he was selling it, right? You don't think he was dealing drugs?
No,
there's no indication of that.
I don't, because I've been around these guys, and I think they. When you have stuff, you have a lot of it.
Because you've got money, and you've
not these cars.
You buy anything,
saying,
you're buying a lot of it. You're
from
buying
past experience. You're going to get more than say, hey, just give me a little small. Yeah, I mean,
give me an ounce, and that'll last me for you know a long time.
What's an ounce like? Like fist?
Well, it's not very heavy, so it looks like a lot.
A lot of leaves.
Yeah.
Dried leaves. Okay.
Like if you could compact it into the size of a Snickers bar is about an ounce.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you know that marijuana is
light,
all. So if you had an ounce, it might fill up like an entire like sandwich bag.
So it's not like Cheech and Chong with like a knapsack with the big thing sticking out of the back.
Right, I don't think he had a, you know.
Where's Murray?
Bale of hay in the back seat.
Big Jim was here earlier. We need him.
Zoe could be right.
What?
The roach clip could be paraphernalia. They were hand-rolled marijuana cigarettes.
God,
you laughed?
Still could be right.
Man.
Did you see the...
It's got to be a pipe.
Did you see
us? There's no way he had a roach clip.
Quincy. Quincy knows everything or something, whatever. They hit us on Twitter. You, me, and Zoe and Bertrand. They said, the roach clip is alive and well in Quincy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He had a roach clip and a Molly Hatchet Coke mirror that he won at the carnival.
Big hands.
He's got big hands,
right? Guys with big
carnival
hands.
Mirrors. That's right. Oh my God.
The roach clip is alive and well.
Hey, Quincy.
All right. Good
your
to know.
City, buddy.
Good to know.
They said the city of presidents or whatever. Are you the city of presidents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Granite City.
That's
city
what
of
it
presidents.
Was. Yeah.
All those things. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Roach clips making a big comeback.
Don't laugh.
Word on the street.
Hasn't been ruled
roach
out.
Roach clips
yet.
Are yeah. in.
Has well, not been
hey,
ruled out
hey,
yet.
Roach they, clips are in, baby.
And they might be making a comeback based on all the banning of vape pens and stuff. You know, the whole vape thing.
That's true. I mean, you're not crazy.
So you got to get organic.
that's where it should have stayed to begin with.
If burning paper is organic.
Let's get to, you want to touch on the Grammys last night? Zoe's got a lot of thoughts on the Grammys. We got back to our hotel last night. We're all there, and we all inevitably had the Grammys on in the background.
I didn't understand.
And then Zoe called me. He was so fired up about the Grammys, he had to call me from down the hall.
I'm like, are you watching this?
On the phone, or did he just yell?
No, he called me on the phone.
You can hear Capello yell, and that's it.
He called me on the phone. So we'll recap that and touch on your thoughts on that right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Joined by Sheila E. and nominee tonight, FKA Twigs. Let's go crazy for an 8-time Grammy winner, my brother Usher.
I guess I should have known. By the way you parked your car sideways, that I wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them back.
This was Usher last night doing his best Prince impersonation.
Nice outfit. Very nice outfit. Had the big collar, the ruffles, and you know, the purple jacket and everything. It was purple, right? I think so.
I'm not sure that it was.
Was that?
Was it? It was sort of dark on stage.
Was that Lisa on the drums behind him?
Was the jacket purple?
Sheila E.
It was Sheila E.
Yeah.
So, the entire, like, I like Usher. I love Usher. But anybody that attempts to sing Prince, it's a tough gig. It's a tough gig. The people behind him, it's Sheila E. and felt more like a Prince concert or like a halftime show than watching Usher actually perform Prince songs. It was like cover band.
It did. It felt like a cover band.
I'm like, the band gets it, but the singer doesn't.
Okay, that was one thing last night.
Well, here's the thing. They did it after he died, the year after he died. So it would have been in 2017, 3 years ago. And Bruno Mars actually like wore purple and did this whole thing. And
it was pretty good.
As good as he is,
it was like
watching a Prince tribute show at the Stratosphere in Las Vegas. I'm like, well, this is just, again, going up there and doing, you know, Prince songs, trying to sound like Prince, trying to look like Prince.
Or Branson, Missouri.
Yeah, I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Why did they just
do it?
Why did they do it again?
Why did they do it again
with Usher?
Because you're coming up on the four-year anniversary
of
his
death?
I have
no idea.
It doesn't make any sense.
I didn't get it.
I did not understand.
Did anybody do a Neil Peart one? I didn't watch long enough.
I didn't see anything on Neil Peart. I saw him in the...
So you're going to go back and revisit Prince, but not do Neil Peart?
Well, I am. Short notice.
They did a hell of a Kobe thing at the beginning.
I didn't see that.
That was short notice.
There was a lot of Kobe stuff going on, yeah.
But the jersey's up. They had
Alicia Keys come out. It doesn't take booking a performer, you know. And
Boys to Men got up there.
Rehearsing an act.
And to me, I thought it was like a little heavy-handed at first until I was reminded, oh, they're in the Staples Center. They're where Kobe played.
Yeah.
You know, they're in his home, so to speak. So,
well, they had so many tens of thousands of people show up outside for
a vigil. Meanwhile, there was a mass, you know...
And they told people,
like
do not,
to,
they
to
told
vigil.
People, do not yeah. come down, and people still came down.
Oh, yeah. Free country.
But it got worse than that.
So what else about the Grammys? So I was confused by Usher's Prince thing. I thought it sounded good, but I just...
Aerosmith was absolutely terrible.
He posted on Facebook, that's why I called him.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is how they sound without Joey Kramer, imagine how much worse they'd be with him. If they're to be believed,
well, here's
that
the,
Joey was really bringing them down.
So Joey,
holy crap!
Okay, so Joey is suing to get back into the band.
Yes, right?
So that,
but
he,
the judge denied him, so it's over.
Right, and there are all these suits, you know, these you know, motions filed back and forth, and they said if he wanted back in, he would have to audition and prove that he was better than the replacement drummer that they have. To which I would say, can we audition a new singer to see how somebody would sound other than Steven Tyler? Holy God. I mean,
They're iconic.
Everybody there has lost their edge.
Did nobody do a sound check?
I know it's Boston. I know you're not supposed to say anything about Aerosmith.
I've been to half a dozen Aerosmith shows in my life.
But what are you doing? And Run DMC didn't do themselves
by
any
the way,
favors either.
Aerosmith just announced today a show at Fenway. Did you get that email this morning? They're doing a New Kids on the Block Aerosmith show at Fenway. Would you pay the price to go see Aerosmith right now?
They better cut prices.
That's about
on that.
The most damaging thing you could do to a tour. Oh, they suck now? Oh, not going to do that.
See, you could sit there and you can watch Guns N' Roses. You could watch Guns N' Roses and Axl when he was heavy and they came to Gillette. But you close your eyes and they actually sound like Guns N' Roses, like they pulled it off. They didn't look like them. And everybody's talking about Vince Neil and Motley Crue coming to Fenway. You know, they're not going to pull it off. Because Vince Neil's lost his mind.
But you're just seeing... you just want the spectacle of that. I get it.
Yeah.
Last night with Run DMC and Aerosmith, you wanted him to sound good, but...
They didn't.
And by the way, Reverend Run, very healthy. He's, he's not missing a lot of meals.
Swole.
He appears to be...
Yeah.
I didn't even pay attention.
Dude looked... Yeah. Thick.
Big fella.
He had his TV show for a while.
They were always in bed talking on it, though. Like, a lot of rest.
Reverend Run, I didn't see it. Did you see Flava Flav going nuts?
No.
Oh, Flava Flav was going nuts out in the crowd when it was the Run DMC and Aerosmith thing.
That was the weird part of it all.
Ariana Grande did her thing. Zoe was freaked out by Ariana.
How do you let that on live? How do you let that on network TV?
Why? What was wrong
with visuals, it? The grinding. And
you didn't like it?
The sexual innuendos.
Sexual for you?
There was
and they were bleeping it because she must have had the F word.
They bleeped everybody there last night. Everyone had a few F-bombs.
A lot of people got bleeped.
Why is she swearing?
Ariana Grande.
It's in a song.
She had some dancers behind her on that bed, and they were. I said the same thing. I said, "Oh my, look at that!
What if there's a kid watching?"
Some full blown ass cheeks hanging out.
Yeah. Oh my god,
they're not.
The Ariana Grande thing. It's a.
And the problem is, she feels like
she's on
12.
The TV all the time in my house for all these, kids shows.
Yes,
that she's done.
It still feels like she's 12.
But I watch her. I'm like, none of this music says anything. I'm like,
every one of her songs is like the same.
The same.
Hubs.
She's 26 now.
Yeah, good.
Other thing is...
And she got 10 minutes.
There was
she's
no energy
for,
to that. She was dead. That was a dead 10 minutes.
All she did was walk
she's
back
up there
and forth.
Forever.
Like, no energy there. Like, I felt like she was mailing it in. I'm like, gosh, she doesn't want to be there.
And a great choreography. A
lot of dancing.
A lot of stuff.
It was Madonna-esque.
A lot of sexual dancing.
Lady Gaga.
Wants to call the FCC and complain.
I was offended.
There was butt cleavage everywhere.
I was offended. I don't get offended. I was offended.
You were offended. You're getting too old.
But I think...
Butt cleavage.
Zoe's getting old.
That was
listen to him.
Yeah. Like, is this out of our demographic? I mean, like...
Obviously.
Yeah. But I mean,
the performance...
Everyone's raving about Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato, good or bad?
Well, she started and then stopped.
Yeah.
And then she started crying. This Star Spangled Banner could be an issue.
Was
she doing the
about?
National anthem?
She's doing the anthem this week.
Well, yeah, they'll record it.
She'll rehearse that thing so many times, it'll be like, let's get it over with.
I thought Billie Eilish was good, and I don't care for Billie Eilish, but I thought the her Billie performance Eilish. Was good.
She
was the one with the
green hair, green dress.
And her brother, I think, is playing the piano, and he probably writes the music, and whatever. I thought that was fine. And Lil Nas X. I got to say.
I did not think that was good.
Oh, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was in his bedroom.
The set kept turning, and he would go from, one guy to the next, and I thought that was all right.
It was okay.
It was fine.
You think he sleeps in a cowboy hat?
Maybe it's just because the song is,
It's killed
it. It's so overdone.
He's like the Bandit. He only takes it off for one thing and one thing only. And then Frog says, take off your hat.
Smoking a Bandit.
If you want to.
They call him the Bandit. Call him the band.
There are people, listeners, have no clue what you're talking about.
They should. Stop whatever you're doing.
Yes.
Watch Smokey and the Band.
No kidding.
And there's the recap. Zoe's so upset he wants to call about the sexual nature of Ariana Grande.
It's a little over the top.
He was offended.
A little over the top.
He was offended. All right. Well,
I saw Snoop at the post game party a year ago. And that didn't offend me. But I was offended last night.
You're easily offended, is what I would say.
I was not offended.
I was not offended in any way.
90 seconds, no commercials. We'll get to the headlines. We are expecting Charlie Weiss to come on over and visit in just a few minutes. He's actually...
I saw him at the SiriusXM compound.
Yeah, he's over there doing a little work today.
My God, the spread that they get every year. I don't get it.
They have an exclusive deal with the league for the games.
No, they don't. The games are on our channel, too.
Do you think how's that exclusive? To carry them, you know, beyond local radio.
Do you think there's enough space?
They have that deal where...
Oh, yeah. You can listen to Sosi and Zoe call the game on SiriusXM every week anywhere in North America.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't have enough space in front of their stage.
They're a partner of the league. They're a league partner.
It's 30 yards in front of their stage to the wall.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Every year.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I wonder if Jenny will be here this week.
We'll get her on.
I conveniently forget about her vaccine stance every time she sits down with us. It's a problem.
All right, let's get to headlines. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Live from Radio Row in Miami.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.